every hospital has got a doctor in casualty who has been trained to can collect any DNA or any samples or examine any rape victim. Every hospital has got a social worker or a psychologist. Every police station has got a police woman or man who is assigned to deal with these cases. All what we are saying is that with the current resources that we have, the only thing that we don't have is not the state, is the state of attitude. It's the passion that we need from those who are serving the public. Once there is that commitment, and for all of us, like I'm giving an example from a school teacher who picked up this problem, up to the doctor who attend to the patient at the hospital, to the prosecutor, and then the magistrate or the judge will have facts and will be able to arrest until such time we successfully prosecute and we see conviction, somebody going for 15 years and or life sentence for having slept with a 12-year-old, because that is statutory rape in terms of the law of this country. So all I'm saying is that it's in our hands, all of us. We can blame politicians, we can blame parents, we can blame poverty, but you who is a professional working in that police station, in that clinic, in that hospital, and you are doing nothing, you are equally secondary raping this girl child. I am sorry to say this, it might be unpopular, but that is a fact. You see the crime, you don't report, you don't do anything, you want to blame others. So for me, I'm saying, in our summit, we took a decision as a province that the premier is going to lead this fight together with our three MECs and our provincial commissioner of police. And we have started no turning back. Anyone who think about committing this crime in our province, you will find us waiting for you.